Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's really what it works out to be. I want you to be part of the solution. And when I say that, here's the deal. I need you to get involved. And truly, the way you get involved, the real way to get involved, is to get informed. Find something that's close to your heart, right? Come on, you've heard me say this before. Find something that's close to your heart. Something that you really are turned on by, for lack of a better way of saying it. Right? And when I say that, maybe it's education. Maybe it's water. I have some waterboard friends that go like, dude, I don't get it. It's water. I wash stuff off and it becomes dirty. It's water. But they're into it. They understand it. They love it. Okay, so that was something for them. Maybe it's issues around the city council. How your city is running. How your town's running. Get involved in that as well. Pick one of those things. Now, maybe you're not the person that runs for the seat. Maybe you help someone. You find somebody to run for that seat. That's what it's all about. That's what it is, a team effort. Any way you cut it, you might be electing one person, but it's a team effort. All right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So help find the person, get out there, help get them elected, and then once they're elected, you stay on them like white on rice. That's how you do it. And you make sure they're doing the job you hired them to do. You make sure they're doing the job that they said they were going to do. All right. You know, it's always, when you got me, it's always a smorgasbord of stories, right? Tulsi Gabbard, she's now endorsing a Republican. See, Senate candidate J.D. Vance, who's running against Democrat Republican Tim Ryan out of Ohio. Now, Tim Ryan represents everything that is wrong with the warmongering Washington establishment. That's why I'm endorsing J.D. Vance. He knows the cost of war and that our government exists to serve the people, not the other way around. She's got it right. I know some of you don't trust her yet, and that's fine. But, man, I trust her. Gotta trust her more than I trust some of the people already in the White, already in government for us. Mitch McConnell being one. Kevin McCarthy being another. So, she may not be a registered Republican, but boy, she talks like one more than our own Republicans do at times. Anchor Judy Woodruff asked Cheney, Vice Chair of the January 6th House Select Committee, unselect, if she would vote for Ryan. She said, I would, making Ryan her second Democrat endorsement since having a tar beat out of her in Wyoming. But you know, this is, look at guys, can we just be honest about this here? This is our fault. And when I say our fault, I mean the people of Wyoming and other places. You elect these people in. You find out pretty hard and fast they're not for you, and then you let them stay. Who do you have to blame? Do you have the guts to vote them out? Do you have the guts to go after them? You may not have to vote them out. Matter of fact, if you hold their feet to the fire, if you stay on them, if you do what you're supposed to do with them, you may find you can turn them around or solidify them in the area they need to be, in the way they need to be. Now, after Cheney endorsed Democrat State Representative Lisa Slotkin in Michigan's 7th Congressional District, Gabbard endorsed State Senator Tom Barrett. I think it's great. I hope that everybody she endorses wins. Now, I know it's not just because of her. But just so you can look at Cheney and go, really? That's my favorite, by the way. Since officially announcing her exit from the Democrat Party on October 12th, Gabbard, she's continued to endorse GOP candidates throughout the United States. I'm here and really proud to support fellow veteran Tom Barnett, or Barrett, who's stepping up and serve and lead our country. Now, having served in Congress for 8 years on the Armed Services Foreign Affairs Committee, I know firsthand that a vote for Slotkin is a vote for more war. It's so true. Listen, the war thing, I disagree with her by saying they're just warmongers, because I don't believe that. No, no. They want to fill their pockets. A lot of these people, and I mean a lot of these people, they get rich off of this. They have jobs after the war. They have jobs after their career. No joke, seriously. That's a big deal. A very big deal, actually. You know, they've helped get contracts for Lockheed and other companies. And all of a sudden, when you check into it afterward, you find out, guess who they're working for? Yeah, Lockheed. Or a Lockheed subsidiary. Or a Lockheed vendor. This has been going on for decades. I don't know how to stop it. Maybe the rule, they never pass it on their own, but maybe the rule is you can't work for somebody for 5 years after getting out of Congress on anything you voted for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back.
I'm back. You're back.
Come on. I love this stuff. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and becoming a part of the communication. All right. I'm going to hit a couple of these stories really quick. Portland Mayor Ken Wheeler. Finally. He's upset. He's burned out. He's done. He's unveiling a plan to alleviate his city's homeless crisis by consolidating hundreds of people living in tents along the streets and the sanctioned homeless campsites. That'll work out good, yeah. Wheeler's plan would we create at least three such campsites at unspecified locations where people could move their tents and have better access to basic services from the city, such as a drug and mental health treatment. They don't want that. Look, about really, let's just be honest about it. They don't want it. The magnitude and the depth of the homelessness crisis in our city is nothing short of a humanitarian catastrophe, Wheeler said. Now, he announced the details of his highly anticipated plan, right? He's going to raise taxes to fund these campsites to ease the homeless problem. It's perfect, isn't it? Raise the taxes. That's all they ever do. They know how to raise taxes. It's our fault. They make mistakes. And actually, I'd even go one further. I'd go one further here. Okay? I mean, you people in Portland keep voting these boneheads in. You keep making mistakes. Let them raise just your taxes. You know, he'll go for federal funding at some point in time. He may even declare a state of emergency. What happens is the federal government gives him a whole bunch of money that is our money. He cited a recent city assessment that found Portland is home to roughly 800 homeless encampments spread out over 146 square miles. Wow. Critics have accused city leaders of making the problem worse by enabling this kind of urban camping. Well, of course, they ignore their own ordinances. They ignore or their own laws. They allow these things to grow. And then all of a sudden, they want to go, oh, you need to stop this. This isn't working out for us. How do you do that? Lawsuits already been filed by disabled residents found that this county in Portland, or where Portland is located, handed out 6,500 tents, 27,000 tarps to homeless people last year alone. So let's help you be homeless. Let's help you make yourself more comfortable. The disabled residents behind the lawsuit accused local leaders of violating their rights to access city streets by allowing tents to just grow all through the streets. See, they don't know when to stop. They're afraid to make a move. Oh, we have a couple of homeless people downtown. Not a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. Right? I mean, seriously. Downtown Portland is like downtown L.A., where some of these streets are no longer accessible to cars. Some of these streets will make it impossible. Some of these sidewalks are no longer accessible to people walking down them, let alone the disabled. They can't get up and down the streets. That's not right. This is why the Republican governor candidate for the state is now making major headway. Right? And again, leading in the polls almost, despite the fact that Oregon is extremely liberal. Drazen is vowed to declare a state of emergency over homelessness if she wins. Betsy Johnson, an unaffiliated candidate who has amassed a strong following in the governor's race, has also taken a tougher line on homelessness. Tina Kotek, the embattled Democrat candidate, has worked to distance herself from the unpopular Democrat governor, Kate Brown. She's the one that's provided over this explosion. Between homelessness, crime, and so on over the past 2 years, it's made Portland unbearable, unlivable, really. And a Wheeler's mindset to deal with the problem involves a greater push to build affordable housing units in the city. Okay, what does that mean? That always scares me. What does that actually mean? These people are homeless. They have no money coming in. What's affordable housing for them? Oh, you mean free housing that we're paying for? Come on, think about it. And if it's affordable housing, it's always substandard. I don't care what. It's always kind of substandard housing. They did it in L.A. for a little while. It blew up in their faces. A lot of these people need mental health. You giving them a nice 10-by-10 room with a bathroom down the hall, good luck to you with that. Ah. to go on to a lack of housing with the decriminalization even for hard drugs like heroin has contributed to the spread of homelessness. Whether you're talking about the city, the county, or the state, these homeless camps are growing like crazy. Now, again, they let it go. If she claims a state of emergency, do you know what happens at that point? Yeah. Federal government steps in and takes over. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this one, too. This story from the other day. The city that kicked off the defund the police movement can't seem to recruit new police officers. Well, they don't need them because they're going to defund them. They're going to defund them because they had a better plan for policing, remember? They were going to bring in counselors because most crime is due to the fact that people, though they don't have it and they don't understand, they're going through issues. That's why. And they think the counselors can fix it. Minneapolis is having a tough time restaffing its police force. Crime wave had grown like crazy. The officers have left in mass. Then Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo, she said the department lost almost 300 officers by October 2021. Right? The causes include retirement, resignation, disability, leave for claim post, PTSD. They should have. The department has reportedly seen applicant numbers drop from 292 and 219 in 2019 to 57 this year. Yeah, they're pretty much going to take anybody at this point. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's looking like the party that wins two of the three closest state Senate races will likely win the majority. Democrats are hoping to gain a seat in Pennsylvania. However, that race has become tighter. Democrat incumbents appear to have an edge in Arizona and New Hampshire, while close races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin are starting to lean right. Meanwhile, in Israel, elections happened this week. Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to become the nation's next prime minister, according to Tuesday night's exit polls. Another study by Greenpeace found that of the 51 million tons of plastic waste U.S. households generated last year, just 2.4 million tons, or 5%, was recycled. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I need you to be, frankly. And the way you do that is you get involved, you get engaged. Okay? I mean, seriously. And once you're involved, once you're engaged, once you get informed, this is a no-brainer. You know, it truly is a no-brainer. Because you'll be informing other people to be able to step out and help you, me, and others. And it'll be great. All right. We were talking about the Minneapolis Police Department having problems getting people to step up to become police officers. They only had 57 applications, where in years gone by, they averaged about 300 a year. They've had a boatload of people leave the department. I don't know if it was their number. Almost 300 left in the last 2 years. They can't refill those positions. Well, first of all, they haven't got the money to do it. And secondly, they don't have the people stepping. Why bother? Right? So, goes on to say that I'm impressed with every one of you that's here training. Right, that's according to Training Officer Matthew Hobbs. Now, protesters marched on Hiawatha Avenue while decrying the killing of George Floyd on May 26, 2020. The recruitment problem skyrocketed after that. Crime in Minneapolis soared, murder soared, aggravated assault increased almost 100%. Think about that. Murders increased 33%. But didn't you hear the ladies of the View today say that under Joe Biden, the crime was down? They actually lie about this stuff now. Like it's no big deal. Like it's a little conversation. It's a reality to them. They've learned a whole new dictionary in order to maintain power. Sad part is some of their people believe it, which is why you need to get out more, and you need to get to their people, you need to talk to their people. There are a lot of them that are on the fence, there are a lot of them that are more moderate, that would listen to reality, but they just never hear it. Right? Now, the Minnesota Supreme Court declared in June that Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey had failed to employ enough officers to satisfy city law requirement. Now, city lawyers say it only mandated a certain funding level. Now, Frey proposed raising police funding in August so they can reach 800-plus officer staff. So, by you know, so in other words, they want to have over 800 officers by 2025. So, I don't know. The board doesn't seem to want to give. The board doesn't really, they want to be careful about how they fund and how they put people back. Why? Well, the only ones complaining, which is always what happens, are the criminals. The only ones that complain about certain situations that are offended because whatever that symbol represents, look at like the blue line flag symbol. I'm so tired of hearing about how it offends certain, who does it offend? It offends the people that are robbing, stealing, cheating, and committing crimes. Because if you're going to try to tell me that the black community is offended by the blue line flag because they're so much more depressed or oppressed by them, I can tell you the numbers don't prove that out. Yeah, that's right, the FBI, you know, the people that are on your side, FBI, CDC numbers don't prove that out at all in any stretch of the imagination. But they'll use it. Sounds good. You know, it's I don't know what the number was. It's been a while since I've done it, but I'm willing to do it again. The amount of white boys / men shot unarmed by the police, right, eclipses how many young black unarmed men are shot by the police. You'll never hear that. They're not interested in telling you the truth. It doesn't sell. It's not sexy. Minneapolis City Council voted in 2020 to reallocate millions in funding for the police department to violence prevention and community initiatives. Right? It voted again in February 2021 to make about $6.5 million in funding toward police recruitment available. Now, voters rejected a measure in November to abolish the Minnesota police and install a Department of Public Safety to fulfill public safety functions through comprehensive public health approach. Think about that. No cops, no guns on the street, nobody to want to rob a bank. Who's going to stop you and how? Oh, you know what? They probably didn't take the comprehensive public health approach. God bless. These people are amazing. No, really, they're amazing. They live in a universe that doesn't exist and makes absolutely no sense. When it goes sideways, it's never their fault. At the time, the proposal was supported by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Oh, and Representative Omar. The Minneapolis Police Department didn't respond for information to the local paper. But I mean, think about what he, again, how do you put your policies in place, you decide to go down a different road, crime goes up, and you want to blame everything else but yourself. I told you, their real party slogan is the party of non-responsibility. Right? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm looking at this story after... Oh, somebody made fun of me for this one the other day, because I made comment about it, that the post office is warning the people not to use its mailboxes right in the middle of a time when we're doing what? What are we doing? What are we doing? We're mailing ballots. But we've known this for a long time. This is nothing new. Right? Now, the postal services say don't use the blue barrels on specific dates. They're worried about the chances of theft from these on Sundays and holidays. Because the mail sits there too much, people reach in and grab the mail because it's just overflowing. I mean, you gotta be really short-sighted. When you pull up to that mailbox that's in the driveway of the post office, and you see the mail's already overflowing, and you shove, jam your mail in there. Go inside. Get out of the darn car. Most post offices are, the front doors are open, and they have a place you can dump mail on the weekends. Not just in the outside boxes. It's just amazing. The United States Postal Service warned how people dodge the trouble. If customers simply use retail services or inside the wall drop slots, like I just said, instead of depositing it to sit outside overnight. Now, my local post office says, they're putting these little red covers on the mail slots so you can't get to them. Right? Think about that. There's no problem. This is supposed to be fake news, but the Postal Service is putting these red covers over the boxes so nobody will steal the mail. How do you do that? I love it. I think it is hilarious. Now, the Postal Service already spends and loses too much money. The blue box requires trucks to pick up the mail from them at least twice a day. It's hard to imagine how much more expensive that would be. Right? They got 30,000 offices. How hard is it to get there? Now, I do understand. I don't think it should be picked up twice a day. I really don't. I mean, look, if these guys are in the neighborhood, they're dropping off mail, they're delivering mail, empty the bag. You go buy it, it's on a street corner, so empty the bag. It's that easy. Right? You know, it's funny, they're screaming about gas, the use of gas, how not to go so far, blah, 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 blah. And yet, if you have to drive to the post office every day and you need to drop something off, that's a problem. Now, we still have postmen. I can leave a note, or I can drop the mail in the box, you know, put that goofy little flag up, and they find it. So I don't have to go to the post office. But then again, that stuff is stolen out of your box. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why are you guys talking about MSN, BCE, EFGH, IJK in the chat room? I mean, don't, you know, you mention them, they might show up. Seriously. No fake news here. All right. Talking about UPS telling you not to use their mailboxes. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't want to be misleading. Do not use their outside mailboxes on holidays and Sundays. I get it. You know, people are stealing mail out of those things. They're stealing mail out of mailboxes. Just keep an eye on stuff. Look, you don't need a college class to do this. Well, you shouldn't anyway. Right? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way it works, the only way it really works. You know, 2 years of Democrat rule, 2 years now. If they don't see anything wrong, everything they're doing is perfect. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Right? Now, having a divided government is great when you have checks and balances. That's what happens when you have different party leaders or different parties running the government. So this is why we want, some of us who have a couple of brain cells to rub together. I would like to see a mixed government. I frankly don't want Republicans totally running the government. Look at what have they done for us in the past? Come on. How good of a job have they done in the past of doing this kind of thing? So, I want checks and balances. Some of you won't agree with me, but there are... Look at Tulsi Gabbard would have been one of them at the time. Now, if you don't have a divided government, if you don't have people from different parties, don't have people willing to push back, you end up with what we have right now. We have in California. I told you guys before Biden was elected. Yeah, you heard me. I told you so. That if you went down this road, if you wanted to see what a total Democrat rule did, or would do, check out California. There isn't a Republican with a vote left at the State House. Anyway, according to this article, the divided government has been a good thing sometimes because it offers constructive checks on executive power and an opportunity for bipartisan deal-making. You know, really, go back to the days of Bill Clinton and Ron Reagan. If Republicans win the House in the midterm elections, well, we'll see what happens. Now, it needs to be a position where you need help from the other side to push through bills, maybe even to veto something, right? So if you look at this, will the House, well, hopefully the House won't merely be held by Republicans, it'll be led by Republicans. I'd like to see the ones that are loyal, I don't want to say loyal to Trump, but loyal to the rule of law. And a lot of you want to say loyal to Trump. No. I would say loyal to the real rule of law. Right? Of the likely members of the next majority, more than half have questioned or denied the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. Now, of course, this would only bring the GOP closer to election denying. And the Democrat Party, which has had many members deny legitimacy of the 2000, 2004, 2016, and 2018. Well, the 2000, 2004, 2016 were presidential elections that, yes, believe it or not, Democrats pushed back on. Okay? In 2018, they denied the Georgia gubernatorial election. Biden himself warned that the 2020 presidential election wouldn't be legitimate if he lost. And now he's warning in 2022, if the Democrats lose, it won't be legitimate. So they don't want an election. They want dictatorial power. Right? One Democrat writes that the House GOP's mission will simply be to fight the Biden administration, bring them to a standstill. And that there will be a series of collisions with the White House and the Senate. Not much prospect of serenity between the GOP House majority and the Biden administration. We can all hope, after all, well, where has serenity gotten us in the last 2 years? I love how Joe Biden says, he's giving a speech today, might have been yesterday, and he said the inflation bill was passed without one Republican vote. Now, he'd like to work together. He'd like to be, you know, bipartisan, but they won't come to the, they won't play. No, that's not true. That's not true. They wouldn't allow them to have any input into the bill. They wouldn't allow them to make any amendments to the bill. They wanted them to jump on board just the way that they did it, end the discussion. That's not looking for bipartisanship. You don't get much more dictatorial than that, do you? Anyhow, for him to be saying stuff like that shows you how disingenuous he's worked. Well, as I was going to say, his mind is working, but that's a story for another day, too. The Democrat, the House majority of the Democrats, they've been content to let Biden usurp the legislative powers of Congress. He's writing laws on his own through executive orders. And yes, I had a problem with it when Trump was doing it. I said this would come back and bite. No different than the Democrats deciding that you only needed a majority vote in the Senate right, to get certain judges put on the bench. And to Mitch McConnell's credit, he kept looking at them, Schumer, going, hey, you will not always be in control. Is this really the road you want to go down? And to show you how bipartisan we've become, or non, or divided, most judges do get nominated or get accepted on party lines. It was never like that before. What was Ruth Ginsburg? Was 98-2 or something? Really ridiculous. The Democratic House majority in the Senate, they've been content to let Biden usurp the powers of Congress. They don't say anything. They did when Trump did it. We were screaming, some of us. But the Democrats don't seem to care. That's what we're saying. We've been saying it all along. And maybe the Republicans do it to a degree. But there's this dual process. If you're a Democrat, you go down a certain road, you sign these executives. Well, you're doing it for the good of the population. So therefore, you're doing it for all the right reasons, so it's okay. I mean, seriously. And now, you know, you want to talk about craziness going on there. Nancy Pelosi, what was it, back in April? Remember when she said, the president doesn't have the power to do debt forgiveness. He doesn't have that. We have the power of the purse. Right? And now Biden's out there saying, well, Congress passed it. Didn't he? Congress passed student loan debt forgiveness. Well, no, they didn't. Never even came before them. But the low, as what did Pelosi call him? The low-informed voter, the low-information voter will buy this. That's what she called her blue collar. Remember, during the election, she called her blue collar workers. I mean, for years they were called blue collar workers. God bless them. But not now. Now they call them low. Well, she called them low information. That's scary, don't you think? 855 Joe. 855-732-5563. So. Anyway, come back to, if you consider the damage that's been done by the Democrat Congress and Biden, the inflation spending, the unemployment, true unemployment, who's on disability, how much money we're not bringing in, we have companies leaving, especially here in California, right? Biden, actually, if you think about it, he wants the Democrats to spend more money than they actually did. How scary is that? So, in essence, McManus seems less concerned about dividing government than he is about maintaining unified Democrat control. Well, that's usually how it is. No, really, come on, just be honest about it. They most of the time, it's about them maintaining power, not what's right for the people. They prefer to have single party. They would. They prefer everything to be run through the Democrats and have total control, which would mean dictatorship. We're almost there now. And I had what I consider to be good friends, and now they feel that the Democrats are the only way to go. Right? God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. I know people say, I always feel so depressed after I listen. Well, there's solutions. Get off your butt and get involved. That's the solution. Joe Bettini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.